33 states, including some pretty conservative ones, have passed criminal justice reform. They are trying to reduce their prison populations and save money. In Oklahoma, a battle over the right conservative path is on. In November, voters approved ballot initiatives enacting reforms. Last month, lawmakers filed bills to repeal the reforms that voters had just approved. Rachel Hubbard of member station KOSU reports the whole situation has left Oklahomans confused.
Prisons in Oklahoma are at 109% capacity, creating safety issues and budget problems. There's no money for treatment, and things are so dire, many inmates are sleeping in makeshift spaces like the cafeteria. So private groups like the Education and Employment Ministry, or TEAM, are stepping in with classes to help inmates get jobs when they get out.
Welcome. Typically what I do is start out, and we'll do this a little bit later.
But employment training isn't the only thing TEAM does. Last year, Chris Steele, the executive director, joined with other groups across the political spectrum to address prison population.
This is a conservative issue. Certainly from a financial standpoint, it's about making the best use of state's resources. It's about ensuring that you have a positive return on investment.
Steele worked on the issue when he was the Republican Speaker of the Oklahoma House, but he didn't make much progress there. So he tapped a grassroots coalition and gathered thousands of signatures to put criminal justice reform on the ballot. It included reforms such as making possession of drugs a misdemeanor and redirecting state money to treatment programs. Voters approved both in November, but when Oklahoma's legislature convened yesterday,
the chamber will come to order.
There were several bills already filed to repeal the reforms voters just passed.
What we're having to do is we're having to scrutinize it after the fact.
That's Republican Oklahoma State Senator Ralph Shorty. He voted in favor of the measures based on the 200-word summary that appeared on the ballot. It was only after it passed that the calls flooded his office, and he thought the legislature needed to weigh in. So he filed a bill to repeal the reforms.
Unfortunately, it looks like we're trying to get rid of it. That's not the case. I think that everybody up here is committed to criminal justice reform. I personally believe that we've gone a little too far.
Only a few states have rolled back criminal justice reforms. If Oklahoma decides to follow suit with its voter-approved measures, it would mean 3,000 more people like Autry Luke would go to prison in the near future. He was sentenced to 5 years because he had half a pill of ecstasy.
I didn't hear about drug court until I got to prison, and a lot of fellas was asking me why they didn't send you to drug court. Why are you here? It's crazy.
He wished he could have gone to drug court to avoid prison. He hasn't gotten any treatment while he's been behind bars, but started classes yesterday to get his forklift certification so he can get another job when he gets out. Luke says it wasn't a wise use of taxpayer money to send him to prison because his fiance and kids are now more dependent on state services. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Hubbard in Oklahoma City.